I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. And you guys know that we start every episode on a Tuesday with our side eye of the week, and I feel like I have to start.
You do, because I always go first, so you go.
We're switching things up today. The past few days was actually really fun because the Actor Awards were on, and it was on the Gold Coast, which is so rare. Usually these big events are like in Sydney, and because they were on, we had heaps of friends that were down on the Gold Coast. And so one night we went out to dinner with the Ray family. If you don't know them, they're on TikTok. Went out with Elle, her brother George, and her mum Roz. And we were just at this local Chinese restaurant that we go to
all the time.
All the time. Well, I feel like we used to go all the time.
But well, whenever we have a bowling night, we go there.
Yeah. And we haven't been in a while. Anyways, we were in this restaurant eating heaps of food, and a lot of people were coming into the restaurants and asking us for photos, which we love meeting you guys, so please never feel afraid to do that. And I think the staff were just a bit taken aback.
They were like, you could see them in the corner going, what the hell is happening? Why are all these people coming in taking photos with this family?
Yeah, they were just like a little bit confused. Anyways, we finished eating, and when we're going out to pay the bill, they ask us for a photo.
But they have no idea who we are.
We're there. They have no idea who we are, but they ask us for a photo. And I just think it was like the sweetest thing ever.
It was so funny and so cute.
It was just so funny.
Yeah, I loved it. It was fun. Well, my side eye is to do with the actors, now that you mention it as well. So if you guys don't know, we went to the Actor Awards last weekend, and it was so much fun, and we were so grateful to be there. And we went with a few other creators. So Sophia was there, Auntie Sophia,
Georgia, Bridie Drake, Maddie McRae, Luke and Sassy Scott, Indy Clinton.
Yeah, so it felt like a big catch up. It was so much fun. And I love that we had creators there that we knew, because last year I felt like we only knew Luke and Sassy Scott. And it was just good to have all our TikTok people there.
Yeah.
Because at these events, we don't know anyone. Like, they are Australian actors. So for those of you that don't know what the Actor Awards are, it's like the Oscars of Australia. So they celebrate, you know, Australian films, Australian television shows. It's all to do with that industry. But they have a category in there called Best Digital Creator, which is, you know, people who create content on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram like ourselves. So we were nominated, and you probably would have seen I did a video asking for you guys to vote. And we were lucky enough to actually win. It's our second year in a row, and we owe it all to you guys. But my side eye is, in that industry, I don't feel like we're liked that much because we just create content. There's not a lot of, I guess, production behind creating a TikTok. So what we put out online isn't liked by that industry. Does that make sense? Yes. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
So when it was time for our award, the part of that show took, and I'm not even exaggerating, literally like 3 to 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So it flashed up on screen. Best digital creator is Kat Clark. And then on to the next award. And everyone kind of looked around and was like, what the hell? What just happened? You know, there was no time for anyone to cheer, or I definitely wasn't allowed to get up and give a speech. And I don't want to – I know this is totally first world problems. The only reason I wanted to get up and give a speech was to thank people for actually voting for us, which I was able to do on my TikTok. But it, I think it also upset the other creators as well, because they flew in. They used their own money to fly into the Gold Coast.
Get their hair and makeup done. Get their hair and makeup. Buy a dress. And I feel like we're in a lucky position. Like, I felt content even with, like, even the fact that the award was just brushed over, like, I still felt content because I just wanted to be there with my people. But if somebody else won, I would be absolutely fuming.
Yeah.
If that was all they got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's okay because we're really lucky and
we didn't have to spend thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we already live on the Gold Coast, so it was quite easy for us to get there. But a lot of people, you know, they took time. And the other thing is, they cut our segment from TV.
Yeah.
And Auntie Sophia was telling me her family, you know, they all stayed up late. They kept the kids up late to watch the segment. And then they messaged her and said they didn't stream it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I think it was just a bit, the creators were a bit hurt because we were given this information saying, okay, if you win, make sure you prepare a 30-second speech. You know, you're up for digital creator. And last year it was televised, our little segment. This year it was completely cut out.
Which is just strange. Like, why?
And honestly,
even have that category.
Let's be real. We did a lot. Every single creator put out a video. We promoted the event, and, you know, very, very grateful to win such an incredible award. But it just hurts a little bit that we were just kind of cut out, and that was it.
Yeah.
Anyways. It's a bit
interesting. Anyways, apparently last year when you won, there were some people that were like, I'm never coming back to this again because of how disrespectful they were.
Yeah, so they used to let digital creators go up on stage and do a 30-second speech. And then the year that I won was the year that they decided that they didn't want to hear from digital creators.
Which is just crazy because all we want to do is the same as all the actors and just thank everyone who supported us. It's not like we have anything crazy to say.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Like, flip out?
Literally.
Yeah. But, oh well, it was still really, really fun. And I'm so grateful that you guys took the time out to vote for us. And yeah.
So you won Digital Creator last year at the Actor Awards. How was it to win again this year, but with the whole family?
Like, incredible. Because when I was up for nomination last year, I felt semi-guilty because you guys were in my content all the time. You were in my content all the time back then too because you were actually still living at home. You know, I create so much content with Deja and you, and it felt a little unfair that I was getting recognized as best digital creator when you guys were in my content too. So this year, when they said they wanted to include our family, I was so freaking happy. And especially, like, because let's be for real, everybody loves Deja. So we probably won because of her. You know, she just hit 1 million on IG. So it was just a really great experience for her to, you know, be on the red carpet, to be up for nomination for her first ever award. Like, you had basically Besties podcast award. So this was like her actual.
I forgot about that.
You forgot that we won?
I don't know. That feels like it was so long ago.
I was like,
was it?
3 months ago, maybe.
Yeah, well, I'm sad because I didn't get to go to the awards. So
yeah. But you were still up for nomination. Like, we still won that award, right? So this was like her first ever award that she's been nominated for. So it was just really exciting for her to be on the red carpet. And it was so wild seeing her do interviews with people, because that is such a scary thing, right? Mm. Do you get nervous when you do those interviews?
Yeah, I start stressing when they ask me a question and I'm like, wow, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
And then I'm like thinking for ages and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you know how people talk about like, oh wow, she's so well PR trained. Like, is that a thing? Like, do you go to classes and like get PR trained?
I have no idea.
I've been thinking about that for a while. I'm like, how is somebody PR trained? Like, is there a class? Like, is there a person that teaches you how to do PR?
I don't know.
Because I'm so unprofessional. I start saying the most random stuff. But yeah, I feel like the more you do it, the better you get at it.
100%.
It's just when somebody asks a question and it's like, what is your deepest, darkest secret? I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You don't know what to say.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I remember the first time the actor awards I went to last year, I didn't want to go do the interviews and Dad was like, you need to do this because you're going to do more of them, so you might as well jump in the deep end and do it. And I remember going through like all the different media outlets, the media people that were there, and I was shaking, sweating, so nervous. Now, I still get nervous, but I have answers that I kind of just repeat. Basically,
like, I get nervous, but I get really excited. Like, it's such a great feeling when you feel like you belong somewhere because somebody's interested in you enough to ask you questions about your personal life. And it's just like, you know, because when you're just posting videos from behind a screen, you don't necessarily feel like, well, I don't know, it doesn't feel real sometimes. And then when you go to these events and people are like, how's this going? And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, things that you say on the internet actually impact people. So I always feel nervous when there's a question that I don't know how to answer. But whenever somebody's like, Letitia, we want to ask you something, I'm getting like so excited because I'm like, oh my God, you know my name.
Yeah, that's another thing. So in like in that room, I've seen behind the scenes footage from El Rey. So she was interviewing at the Actor Awards and she was saying, what, do I just yell out their name? Like, it's so awkward. I don't want to be that person. But we actually love it when people yell out our name because we know to go over there. Because imagine just walking up to a news reporter with them not saying anything. That's awkward.
Like, you never know. There's been times I've been on red carpet and, like, no one's interviewed me.
Yeah.
But then there's times where everyone's interviewed me. Yeah. So it's, like, such a hit or miss. But I don't know, if you're an interviewer, yell out our names.
Yeah.
Like, this is so niche, you know, there's probably like one person listening who's actually an interviewer, but, you know, don't be afraid, because I feel like a lot of people feel that same pressure when they're on the carpet. Like, oh, do I go up to this reporter or should I just walk the red carpet and leave?
Yeah.
You know?
It's an unusual, weird situation being there. But I spoke to this really nice reporter from Channel 7 and she knew everything about me, which was actually quite comforting to talk to someone.
The one that asked you about your dress?
Yeah.
That was Sunrise.
Oh, was it? Isn't Sunrise 7? Channel 7? I don't know.
I don't actually know.
Whatever. She was from there. And when you're talking to people that actually know about your life, it almost feels like you're talking to a friend.
Yeah.
So she was obviously one of my followers who knew about everything, all of our family, about a video I had just posted. Like, so it felt very comfortable.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then do you want to tell them about what happened to you when we took a photo and the photographer called you over and was like, what show are you on?
Oh, yeah. So after we won the award, we went backstage to take media photos. And obviously it was already a little bit awkward because we were just brushed over, just taken back to take these photos so that they could use us to promote. Anyways, the photographer, he asked me, he's like, what show are you guys on? And I was like, pardon? And he's like, what show? And I was like, oh, like, no, we were up for Digital Creator. He's like, oh. Like, I was like, how embarrassing. Like, that. And that's just the reality at these events. Like, you'll have people that, you know everything about you, and then you have people who like literally do not give a shit.
Yeah.
So it was just so awkward. I was like, babes, we're not on a show.
So I feel like to the outside world, these things look so glamorous and there's, you know, celebrities everywhere and all that sort of stuff. But I don't think it's like that at all.
No, in reality, I'll tell you what, I was starving.
Yeah, I was starving. I was hungry, girl.
Starving. So I'm pretty sure the televised version would have been very edited, but the actual award ceremony went for about 4 hours. So sitting there for 4 hours straight, no food, no water. But then before that, I think we were there in total for like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, it was ages, ages. And yeah, so when we walked in, after the red carpet, you walk in and you're kind of in this little area where there's people walking around with canapes, but I need more than canapes, okay? You get free drinks, which is awesome, but I wasn't planning on getting lit. I mean, it would have been fun for some people. And you're kind of in this area and everyone's mingling, and then you move in to where the awards are being held. And it's almost like in a cinema, hey?
Mm.
And the thing about that is because it's being televised, you're not allowed to drink alcohol. So you're sitting in these chairs for 4 hours watching the awards go by and you're not allowed to drink or eat.
Which is just a lot because, like, we ate breakfast, but then obviously hair and makeup, we got that done straight after breakfast. So we didn't get lunch because we didn't want to ruin our makeup.
Mm.
And then we went straight to the awards. We didn't eat again till like 6 or 7 p.m. Like, it was just, I feel like the Oscars would be insane.
Oh, yeah. Because they have a sit-down meal, they're sitting at tables, they're able to drink and eat. That was how it was last year. I don't know why it changed this year.
Like, I'm meaning insane as in it would probably go for so much longer.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be so tiring.
Oh, yeah. Like, but you'd be in the same room as Beyonce. Yeah,
there's, like, so many more iconic people.
I would just be like, insane. Oh, my God, I'm in heaven right now. Yeah. I secretly filming all the celebrities.
Yeah.
Did you notice any Australian celebrities? Apart from Margot Robbie?
Not really. I'm not really big on the celebrity scene. I don't watch I don't watch TV.
Do you know who Brooke Satchwell is? Is that how you pronounce her name?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I saw her. I saw Rove. Do you know Rove?
No.
Do you know Kate Blanchett?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well,
but
do you know Abby Chatfield?
Yes.
Did you see her?
No.
Oh wow, okay. What about Lincoln Lewis?
No idea who that is. Literally no idea.
My God.
Is he cute?
He's kind of cute.
Is he paying? Then he's
Tisha has a new saying.
I have a new motto for this year. It's if he ain't paying, he ain't staying.
Okay, well, letting you know, Lincoln Lewis is a actor on Home and Away, but he's also the son of an Australian icon.
Who?
I can't remember his name. Well, I can only remember his last name. Lewis. Something. What's his?
But I think that's another misconception. A lot of people think when you're at these events, you're going to meet everyone. Like, I didn't meet anyone. You know, a lot of people go there to network and make connections, but I'm just there to celebrate and see my people.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people are like, oh, do you want me to introduce you to this person? And I'm like, to be honest,
no.
Like, a lot of people there, when you meet someone, it's because you can give them something and they can give you something. And I just don't really like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a lot of people were telling me Jacob Elordi was going to be there. The Hemsworth brothers were going to be there. Like, none of them were there.
Well, they were there last year, the Hemsworth brothers.
See, it was, yeah, I didn't see many very famous people because a lot of the time, you know, the general public, like us, will walk through and then they will block off the entire red carpet for Margot to come through.
Yeah.
And then they'll block it off for, like, obviously Kate Blanchett. Oh, Rebel Wilson.
Oh, Rebel Wilson.
She was the host.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was so funny.
Yeah, she's so funny.
So that was really cool. But
what about Celeste Barber? Is that how you say her name?
I don't know.
You don't know her? Okay.
No.
Yeah, a lot of Australian icons in there. It was fun. I wish the Wiggles were there. But that's an Australian icon thing. But they're not actors. They're singers. They're performers.
They are actors.
Yeah, this
Let's
is
be
true.
Real. We know what the Wiggles get up to on the weekend.
Yeah, but... But girl, they're not like creating TV shows, right?
Isn't
they're
the Wiggles a TV show? Hey,
wait, is it? Oh my gosh, maybe you're right.
The Wiggles got robbed.
They did. Where were the Wiggles at the actors?
Literally.
That's what I want to know. That's a good point. You're so right.
That is crazy. They should have won Trailblazer.
Nah, no, Barbie is good.
But yeah.
It's funny, we meet people who are famous all the time, but there is only a few that I would get really excited about. Who's someone you would get excited about?
I would literally, like, pass out if I met Shira.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even joking. Like, that's the thing. Once, I feel like once you're in this industry and you start meeting a lot of famous people, that, like, what's that? That perception of them being so amazing just like kind of fades off and you just see them for a person.
Yeah.
Like when we met Jason Derulo, it was like, wow, like he was my whole childhood.
Yeah.
But when we met him, it was like, he's just another guy. And like, yeah, he's awesome and talented, but like you just genuinely see them for another human.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why when people ask me like, what celebrity would you want to meet? I don't really know what to say because I don't necessarily idolize anyone in that
way. Do you know
way.
Who I would pass out? If I saw
who?
Any of the Kardashians, like obsessed, still look at them like I'm a crazy fangirl.
Like, I just like, I love the Kardashians, but I don't think I would like pass out.
I would pass out. And especially if I met like Kris Jenner or Kylie.
Yeah, just that like, is iconic.
I would freeze.
Yeah. I don't know.
Beyonce? Oh my God, Jay-Z?
I would die at Rihanna, I'd die like, at Frank Ocean, but like.
But they're so untouchable, like as if they're going to come to Australia and as if we're going to run into them while we're in America.
You honestly never know.
I mean,
like, one day, I thought I would crossed. Never meet anyone famous.
Yeah.
So you never know.
You do. You never know. That's true. I'm not closing the door. Just let the universe know that I'm open to meeting Beyonce. And any of the Kardashians.
So the best.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You would know that Mum actually had a little bit of trouble picking her dress out. Because you picked it when you were on your period.
Yeah.
And you were pissed.
Yeah, I was angry.
And then when it came to wearing it, you were like freaking out. So how did it go?
Yeah, I know. So I was really annoyed because every time I post a video on IG, on Instagram, there is always someone or multiple people that have something to say about my ladies. And it's really annoying. They always comment about, you know, how I should be dressing more like a mother, which I don't know how mums dress. That's just such a weird comment, don't you think? And, you know, to put a bra on and stuff like that. Anyways, I was getting really annoyed and I was like, you know what? I knew at that point that I was going to the actors and I was like, I want to make a statement and I want to free the nip. So I went and searched for a dress that was very risque, and I searched up Doja Cat. I found a dress, sorry, that Doja Cat wore in 2022. And it was basically this black chaparelli dress, and she had gold nipple covers on, and the top half of the dress was completely see-through.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm doing it. I am doing it. And I had one of my followers reach out to me about 6 months ago and said, hey, Kat, I'm a small fashion designer in Melbourne and I want to make a dress for you. And she instantly came to mind because she focused on tulle, which is like a see-through fabric. And so I reached out to her, told her what I wanted to do, and she's like, yes, let's do it. So I flew down to Melbourne. We designed the dress. Then 2 days before the Actor Awards, she flew up to the Gold Coast to do the final fitting, and I freaked the hell out.
Mm.
I was like, this is too much. I'm going to wear natural nipple covers so that it looks like it's just a part of the dress. I did that and you could see these big white circles. I then was like, well, okay, I'll do like a big cross on my nipple. And then Mel was like, no, it looks like you're going to a festival. Then I was like, okay, I need to find gold nipple covers. So I sent Jonathan to Bloody Honey Burdette to buy nipple covers for me. And then that wasn't looking right. And I was just properly freaking out. I was so self-conscious, so worried about what everyone would think of me, and it just didn't feel right.
Mm. But in the end, it ended up looking so good.
Yeah, well, I ended up getting double mesh and wearing the natural nipple covers, so it was very hard to see that I didn't have anything on.
Yeah.
But it would have been very noticeable if I just had one layer of mesh.
Yeah, I liked the double mesh anyways.
Yeah.
It looked good. And I just think it's so crazy that people comment stuff like that. Like, I remember when I post stuff, people will be like, doesn't your dad see this? I'm like, yeah, and?
Mm.
Like.
Yeah, it's weird.
Or they're like, you should be a good role model to Deja.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, like, I'm literally wearing a crop top and shorts, like. What, have you ever been in Australian heat? What else am I supposed to wear?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so weird.
It is very weird. But I think people who don't know us that well create this idea of who we are, especially Deja, because you know her hair videos go absolutely nuts, mm. right? And in those videos she can be, I don't know, quick-witted. And some people would see that as being disrespectful towards me. Mm. But she's not like that 24/7.
No, if you actually met Deja in real life, she's very shy.
Yes.
And she's very, like,
polite, that's the thing, and reserved. You
will take an hour video of doing her hair and you'll cut it into 2 minutes of the not funniest even. Bits.
Sometimes it's a minute.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Those are the funniest bits that happen in, like, the span of 2 hours. And obviously she's very comfortable around us because, like, we're her family.
Yeah.
But if you actually met her, you'd see she's a very polite, sweet little girl. Mm.
All her report cards, teachers are like, she's such an angel. Excellent effort for, you know, being in, like, she's just got the best attitude and behavior. She's such a good little girl. She doesn't want to, you know, be rude to anyone. So it's just funny that a lot of people see that clip, mm. create an idea of who Deja is, and that's what they say in the comments, like, what a rude little brat. Watch out till she turns, you know, 16, yeah. 18, or, you know, you're creating the next generation of troubled kids or whatever they say. What? Like, there's just a lot that people take from a small clip.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why I kind of get nervous about her doing interviews on the red carpet, because you just never know what reporters are going to ask her.
Mm.
And like you said before, we're not PR trained. We don't know what we're doing. We're just being ourselves and, you know, answering questions. Like, think about you when you were 13 years old. Imagine your little 13-year-old self being on the red carpet. What would you say? What would you – you would be freaking the hell out, right? Yeah.
I'd be spilling the family's deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah.
With no filter.
Yeah.
And – Yeah, I don't even know what I would say, because when I was 13, all I did was play Minecraft. So I'd go on with ratty hair.
Yeah.
I would not wear a dress.
Yeah.
It would just be totally different.
It's just crazy how mature, I guess, Deja is at 13.
Yeah, but she has a lot of influence. Like, all the people in her life are adults.
Mm.
When you really think about it, the only people that she's connected to are her friends, which she doesn't go to school.
Yeah.
She does homeschool, so... And it's like how when the makeup artist was doing my makeup and he said I was really mature, we have like a lot of life experience already just because we've been able to travel and do a lot of things. So, and also the younger generation is naturally, I'd like to think mature, but not necessarily mature, just growing up faster.
Yeah.
Like getting into makeup faster, taking care of themselves, knowing more about the world because they have the access to the internet, which when I first got onto the internet, like, it was scary.
Yeah.
Man, and there wasn't much around. There wasn't much information about, you know, safety.
No.
So imagine being exposed to the internet at such a young age. You would literally know everything.
Well, do you know what we should do? We should dig up a photo of you at 13.
Oh, my God, no.
And we should try and dig up a photo of me at 13 because, girl, Deja took a photo at Rickshaw's the other day, just leaning back on her chair. Do you remember that photo?
Yes.
Just effortlessly stunning. I could never do that at 13. I would have had, like, blue eyeliner, blue mascara, looking like a freak. Bleached hair that's orange, you know what I mean? Like, I just would have looked insane. And the kids now look beautiful. They're stunning. They because know how to do their makeup. They know how to look after their skin.
I know.
I'm so glad, you know, we weren't building a profile when I was 13 because the embarrassment.
The embarrassment.
I can't wait to find a photo of you at 13.
Oh, my God.
It's probably like that. Goggle one.
Literally though.
If we were all 13 at the same time, do you think we would have been friends, like you, me and Deja?
I think me and you would have been, because we're very like, we were very tomboy and adventurous. I don't think Deja would be friends with us.
No.
She's too cool for us.
She is way too cool for us. But then again, I used to like playing video games. So yeah. Maybe I would have played
video. Oh, and Deja likes playing video.
Yeah. But yeah, I was such a tomboy. Like, I had scars all over my knees, skateboarding down the hill, riding my bike everywhere, going to the shops, buying lollies.
I was the same. That's all I would do.
Yeah.
So I don't – Deja would be like, no, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Let's go on the Tesla. I'll get my dad to drive us.
Yeah.
Like, dad does anything for Deja.
I know.
She'd just be like, let's just get dad to take us.
She has him wrapped.
Literally,
like, she
crazy.
Just has to look at him and be like, you know, the other day, you know, the orange peel challenge thing that's going around on TikTok, how wives are like, can you peel my orange? And then the husband like peels the orange for him, for them. Deja the other day picks up an orange, taps dad on the shoulder and just like has the orange in her hand and doesn't even say anything. And dad grabs the orange and starts peeling it for her. I'm like, wow, that is iconic. Like, she didn't even have to ask him or say anything. She just tapped him and showed him the orange.
Did you get a video of it?
I did.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. And big thank you to everyone who voted for us for the ACT Awards. It truly means the world.
Yes, it so does. And maybe next year when we get put up for nomination again, because, you know, we will, maybe we should start tagging the actual, like, actor award. Is that who it is? The Academy? And say, let the digital creators have a speech, have their 30 seconds.
If you haven't already, please rate this podcast 5 stars and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at basically besties pod. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.